Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. French President Emmanuel Macron is urging President Trump to stick with the Iranian nuclear accord, according to that there is no plan B. Appearing that is on the U.S. program Fox News Sunday, Mr. Macron said he thinks the 2015 deal curbing Iran's nuclear ambitions is imperfect.
Is this agreement perfect, and is JCPOA a perfect thing for our relationship with Iran? No. But for nuclear, what do you have as a better option? I don't see it.
French leader begins a state visit to Washington today. President Trump says the U.S. has given up nothing ahead of its planned summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, while Pyongyang has already curtailed its nuclear weapons development. We ask Harry Kasianis, Director of Defense Studies at the Center for the National Interest, if Mr. Trump is too optimistic about dealing with Pyongyang over their nuclear and missile agenda.
You know, I think it's human nature to want the situation with North Korea to work out. I think everybody wants them to give up their nuclear weapons and their missiles and their chemical weapons. I think history tells us we've been down this well-worn path before, and every single time, it never works out.
North Korea has expressed interest in doing away with its nuclear weapons and has canceled missile testing, which President Trump called big progress. Libyan Coast Guard recovered the bodies of 11 migrants, rescued more than 260 others in two separate operations. One group was rescued off the western coast, while another was found off the eastern coastline. The migrants were said to have been from other parts of Africa. This is VOA News. An Islamic State suicide bomber attacked a voter registration center in Afghanistan's capital, killing 57, wounding at least 100 others. This man saw it all happen. After I heard a bang, I rushed to the site of the blast. When I arrived at the scene, we helped as many people as we could get to the hospital. All the victims were women and children who were here to get their identity cards and register for elections. Afghanistan will hold parliamentary elections in October, and voter registration started a week ago. The attack came almost a month after an IS suicide bomber carried out an attack near a Shiite shrine in Kabul that targeted attendees celebrating the Persian New Year. That attack killed 31, wounded 65. Syrian government forces used warplanes, helicopters, and artillery to pound districts of the capital held by the Islamic State group in a bid to enforce an evacuation deal reached with the militants last week. UN Refugee Agency says two Palestinian refugees, a father and a son, were killed during the fighting at the Yarmouk refugee camp in Damascus. UNHCR says thousands of homes have been destroyed in the 4 days of fighting. Hundreds of IS militants hold parts of the Yarmouk camp and an area in southern Damascus. Protests continued in Yerevan late on Sunday, with thousands of Armenians gathering in the city's center, despite earlier attempts by police to break up the march with batons and shields. Police in Armenia detained three opposition leaders and nearly 200 protesters, drawing a rebuke from the European Union after demonstrators demanded newly appointed Prime Minister Serzh Sarkisian quit. Protesters accused Sarkisian of clinging to power after Parliament made him Prime Minister this month following a stint of 10 years as president. In the biggest political crisis in a decade, tens of thousands of his opponents have marched through the capital, Yerevan, blocking streets and staging sit-ins. Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega has scrapped plans to overhaul the country's social security system. His announcement last week of changes to the country's pension plan sparked days of deadly protest. Some rights groups estimate the death toll since Wednesday, when the demonstrations began, is as high as 25, including a journalist reporting live via Facebook. United States has condemned the excessive force used by police and others and called on the government to allow journalists to operate freely. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.